The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Oh, hey. My man.
Hey. What? Whoa, I had to get the pump in there.
She's about to cup your Dr. Doolittle.
I wanted those shorts so bad.
I wonder how many girls lost their virginity the summer this came out.
Hey, go and Tina rock that shit.
What up, y'all? If you're wondering why we got this plan, it's because we got the one and only R&B sensation, Miss Adina
Hill in the
building. Y'all are crazy. Out of control.
Y'all, Adina didn't know what she was getting herself into today, y'all. What up, y'all? It's your boy, DJ Jesse Jan, here in studio for Black Hollywood Lives, The Beat. I am joined in studio by Poppy Watch.
Hey, round of applause. We're in the building. Yay! Adina's in the building, so I'm excited. Let's go. Let's get it cracking.
Miss Queen.
Hey, you already know. I'm in the building.
And we got the one and only Cam Penny.
That's right. The Scorpio King with the Scorpio Queen, Miss Adina Cameron Penny. Ooh. On Instagram.
Yay!
Let's go. And we're going to add a little new segment here today. We got the one and only Mr. Carter in the building.
How you doing, Mr. Carter?
We're going to get to him and why we're going to get some new music and new albums dropping. Adina's got, you know,
single. What's not bad for me? Okay.
What's up, Miss Adina? I'm so happy you could join us.
Oh, my gosh. I am so enjoying you all right now. This is straight comedy. I have the best seat in the house right now. Y'all have no idea. I would rather interview you all instead of you. Seriously.
Well, if you would.
These two right here. Miss Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, New York.
Love and Hip Hop over here.
I can see that.
You hear that, Mona?
She hip hop. Uh-huh.
You hear that, Mona?
We mad corny.
All right, so we got some hot topics to talk about, y'all. First and foremost, shout out to Mariah Carey. She going on her sweet
Spanish tour. Good for her. Good for her.
Yeah, she got a 28-day tour. She's going to be out in Europe. Obviously, she had her little stint in Vegas, and she said, you know, let me go to Europe and go out to the people who couldn't come and see me on tour. Exciting. And she's also got this Christmas movie on December 19th. Y'all can check it out. Made for TV movie. A Christmas medley.
Yeah, on Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, Christmas is like her big time. Yeah,
I said Mariah Carey's the voice of Christmas.
She's the voice. Yeah, she starts off, I don't want a lot, but people play that in their house while they're doing their Christmas. Yeah, that's a classic. That's definitely a tradition.
You can't stand it?
Christmas music.
Oh, what?
I do not like. I'm bah humbug. I don't.
What's
like
your
Christmas
favorite season of holiday music? Which would it be?
I don't like holiday
music.
Wait, holiday music?
I don't like. My favorite season is the fall season. There's no music for fall, for autumn. But I just, holidays for me, I think it has become so commercialized and people want to go all out and about. Mm-hmm. At that moment and forget about you for the rest of the year.
Yeah,
it's like, no, give me my flowers, my presents, my candy, all of that throughout the year. You can skip all of those other days because, oh, now I got to think about such and such and such. Mm-hmm. No, you think about me all year, damn it.
That's right. Okay.
All year.
I was just talking about
that. Well, I mean,
and Christmas songs suck.
Well, this Christmas, Donny Hathaway, this Christmas, Temptation, Silent Night. It's a couple favorites out there.
That's because you're old soul.
But you know what it is? I think for me, it's like the same Christmas songs over and over again.
Yeah. Yes.
There are very few artists that have done new Christmas songs. Like, nobody's really created anything new.
That's
maybe
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber? Did you just say?
I did it, yeah.
He said for the kids.
Jeremy Watson.
You know what? But for seasoned folk.
Yeah, right.
For seasoned folk.
Right.
You know, I think maybe Boyz II Men might have been the only group that actually did, you know, brand new music. But after that, and TLC might have did, you know, they did one or two. But after that, it was like, you know, Silent Night. Yeah. All the other stuff is just
a lot of covers.
Yeah, and it's like, can somebody write a whole new know, batch of Christmas music. Don't ask me to do it because I don't like it. Like,
but maybe it's your soul that needs to create it. So that way,
all right. I'll create some songs for autumn.
There we go.
Yeah.
Scorpio season for sure.
There you go. Well, she already created the song for that.
All right. Moving on. Speaking of some other songs, YouTube released its top videos of 2015. Let's talk about it with "See You Again," Wiz Khalifa, number one with over 1 billion views.
Wow. What?
It was a big record.
Wiz Khalifa, 1 billion views.
Him and
you
Charlie.
Know he got a check, right?
Of course. Oh.
Honey, he got many.
He. Oh my
honey,
god.
Honey, Linda, listen.
He what got many. What other hip hop artist got 1 billion views other than that Asian Korean
Paul
guy?
Walker rolled in his grave and got a check too, girl.
Exactly. From that everybody song. Got paid from that.
Yeah, oh, that man. Was what it stemmed off. It was of
the movie soundtrack, right?
Exactly. Yeah, from Fast and Furious.
Charlie Puth.
Yeah, but also it was the song to dedicate to Paul Walker.
Walker. Yeah.
The movie was big. You know, they had a lot of steam behind it.
That was actually damn.
Right?
Yeah.
Maroon 5, Sugar.
I love them.
Then after that, we got L.A. Golding, Love Me Like You Do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After that, Major Lazer, Lean On.
Mm.
Then Taylor Swift, Bad Blood.
Oh, I like that song. And you know we got Bad Blood.
One I was surprised about. David Guetta, Nicki Minaj, Hey Mama. I love the song.
I like the song.
I love the song, but it was out for a really long time before the video dropped. So to me, that usually kind of takes away from it. But I'm surprised, and congratulations to y'all for making that. Sia, Elastic Heart.
Sia,
I'm not really that deep into Sia, but she's kind of dope, though.
I'm going to leave that alone, for sure.
You need to leave it alone. Don't. We're live.
Sia, don't.
I like Sia.
She can sing her ass off.
Fifth Harmony, Worth It. Then following Adele, Hello.
Okay.
That song.
And then the number 10 was Now Watch Me Whip, Whip.
Watch me dance. Because everybody's doing that. The children, the like little 5-year-olds and 3-year-olds.
Even the elderly are doing it.
Doing it, yeah.
So fly.
Yeah.
You know, that song has created such a unity amongst a lot of people.
Yes,
that,
I agree.
That to me, I would have thought, I guess because of the song, but I would think that that song would have been higher.
Yep.
Only because how it brought a lot of people together. People that you would
never
would
have thought to be together. This is just videos.
It's like
and they took a while to release the video.
Did they?
Because a lot of the videos before the actual music video came out, it was people on the camera phone with their families doing it.
Yeah, that's what made it popular.
Exactly.
It's like the new Electric Slide.
Yeah.
One that I cannot do.
For sure.
The Electric Slide?
You can't do the Electric Slide.
I can't whip a Nae Nae.
I can't whip a Nae Nae.
I can whip a Nae Nae in my seat, though.
Right.
But as soon as I step out my chair, it's all girl bye.
I can't do that. Whole thing.
I'm all discombobulating. Coordination's off.
Wow. I don't know how to. I can't
I can do
that.
That part. It's the that part I can't do. Like I said, I got it in my seat.
Wait, I learned one yesterday. So I interviewed a Trapo, and he has the Cam Newton, right?
Yeah.
Do you know how to do the Cam Newton?
I don't know how to do it, but Trapo.
You be in the clubs, you don't know how to do
it. I don't know how to do the Cam Newton, but Trapo and Joe Stunner, those are my boys.
Yeah,
man. Shout out to them.
We got to get you hooked up. But so you go like this. You put one hand, and I was like, are we in like preschool? Like my homegirls? But no, I mean, it was cute. It was like you put it over like this, and then you lean forward like that. And then you do it again, and then you dab.
Okay. That's the Cam Newton.
That's the Cam Newton. Mm. Yo, but the song is hot though.
Yeah, I can't smash it for sure. Shut up,
put you on to Cam Newton
together.
But you know, Obama has some different feelings. Cam,
oh, that's what's right. Obama you know, President about? Obama. They asked People Magazine asked him what was his favorite song of 2015.
And he said Kendrick.
And he said Kendrick's song, How Much a Dollar Costs, which was a great song off Pimp a Butterfly, you know, nominated for 11 Grammys. The song tells this tale of Kendrick was in Africa. Mm-hmm. A homeless guy asked him for a dollar. Kendrick said no, he thought he was going to buy alcohol, but the guy kept persisting, and he said, I'm God.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kendrick felt bad because he's like, well, this was a test, and I failed the test. So he wrote the song as repentance in his honor. So it's a real deep record.
Wow.
Good song. How Much a Dollar Cost. So if you haven't heard it, make sure you check it out. Shout out to Obama. Matter of fact, can you guess what was Michelle Obama's favorite song of the year?
What?
And was it a Beyonce song?
Bruno Mars.
Good.
Which one?
Uptown Funk?
Uptown Funk.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, so I like that song. But yeah. So check out the Pimp a Butterfly. Great record. How Much a Dollar Claw. Shout out to the president.
What's one of your favorite videos of the year?
Or songs? Watch TV.
Or like a song out this year.
Really what? Man, it's so hard to ask because I don't listen to radio at all. So it's difficult. I will take you back, like, you know,
the old 70s, 80s, 90s.
You're like, what? That was like a few centuries ago. So I just, you know, I listen to everything. I love Taylor Swift, her Bad Blood. I actually bought her album.
Great album.
Let's see, who else did I get? I haven't gotten Tweet's album yet.
No, that don't come out until January 2nd, but what about her old one?
I love old school music. Yeah, I listen to like old 90s, 80s, 70s. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the era.
The Weekend Rewind.
Yeah, how you feeling about The Weekend? He's had a huge year.
I don't listen to
Leave a Home.
Now, he's nasty.
All right, well, I'm excited with
him. I've heard of The Weekend. I've heard of him.
She said, I heard of him.
I've heard of him and I've seen his hair. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all I really know about The Weeknd.
Again,
I don't listen to the radio because what I'm noticing about music today
changed a lot.
Is it's fly by night. They're not making classics.
That's true.
They're not making music more often than not these days that's going to be around for our children to be able to sit in the car and listen to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a 16-year-old who listens to what she listens to. And I don't even want to listen to it. And I don't want her listening to it. Because I'm like, what did they just say? And the funny part about that, she played a song last year or so. And she knew all the words. And I had to pause. I said, do you know what you just said? She was like, no. I said, okay. And I literally turned the radio off. And I explained to her what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was talking about dick sucking and
Adina, with your language.
Oh, girl, you can say whatever. Suck dick suck.
Balls in your mouth
all day,
all day,
right along. All sorry,
but she, and it was you know, going in the back door the whole nine, and she was like, oh,
babe,
I was like, yeah, the song. But see,
wait,
the way
she didn't know,
she
what?
Had
she wasn't
no
listening.
Idea.
Yeah.
They don't listen to the lyrics; they just hear the beat, and they know how to recite the lyrics, but they're not understanding what they're saying.
Right.
And I had to break it down to her. I'm like, When you're reciting stuff, when you're listening, know what you're talking about, know what you're saying.
Yep.
Because if you don't, these little boys that are listening to you gonna think you know what you're
talking about.
They're gonna come at you sideways and you're gonna be mad. Well, you just said talking about sucking dick. What?
I thought you did it. And that's good parenting right there. Like me being a parent too. Like that's
he got the cutest
as parents,
kids.
We have to put like a perspective around this music nowadays for kids, man. Because otherwise. It's gonna get real.
Listen to Poppy Watts.
They sing songs and everything, and they don't even know.
Yeah. I agree because when I was growing up, my favorite rapper was Too Short. Everything.
See, no, he was a
pimp.
Everything Too Short said on wax.
That's why
go,
you became the way you are.
Listen, I'm a retired thought. I didn't hung up my thought card.
You a retired thought, bitch, from when last week?
No, I retired. I'm
last night. He said last night was the last night.
Talking about you got your baby mama's
he fasted. He fasted from being a thought.
Yeah, you know, when you a Scorpio, it's the power that comes with that. You have to learn how to channel it. I didn't realize who the power of the
all right, Sailor Scorpio over here. Getting your damn life together. What's going on with Tyler Perry and Fox?
Tyler Perry! Well, you know, The Wiz had their big musical a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Called NBC.
That was huge.
So now Fox is following up with the
Somebody always got a bite.
2-hour religious musical.
No, this is
hosted, narrated by Tyler Perry.
Oh, I would watch that.
March 20th. It's called The Passion. And they have not yet announced any of the actors yet, but it's gonna give the last hours of Jesus, or the last few days where he was betrayed by Judas, and he was convicted by Pontius Pilate, and it's gonna be set in modern day New Orleans.
And they're just filming it live, right?
Yeah, like in different areas of New Orleans. So that's gonna be cool how to integrate the old story with the new times.
But
so,
you better know if Tyler Perry's involved, there's going to be some singing on that thing.
Oh. Yeah, I want to see who's going to be the lead, who's going to play Jesus. Are they going to go with the white Jesus?
Or the black Jesus?
Or black Jesus. Ooh. That's going to, we're going to find
out.
You
know, I don't, okay, I'm not going to go. It's
Jesus.
Too much.
I mean, it's
I'm
the not, beat.
I just feel like people just, does it matter what color
it doesn't
it is?
Matter,
just,
but it's going to be.
Whatever your belief.
It does matter. I'm going to tell you why it does matter. Because if they go with one race or another, it's going to exclude other races.
So how about just put an Arabic man in the middle?
They need to just honestly
ISIS.
At the end of the day, disrespect. At the end of the day,
I was saying with the public image, you'd be like, how could you have this guy when we're already going through these issues with this?
Oh,
but this is the part that gets me.
Right.
But this is the thing. At the end of the day, when it comes to portraying whoever Jesus. You look Jesus good over is. There right now.
I'm looking at her jawbone. Like,
she's trying to talk y'all. About Jesus and you're talking about China.
That's the devil. He's a liar.
I go
ahead, Adina. I'm trying to de-virginize Adina Howard over here.
Too hilarious.
Go ahead, Adina.
But it's one of those, if you're going to do it, be true to history.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you exactly. know, and let it be what it is. But if you decide, which, you know, a Middle Eastern man.
Yeah.
You know, then that's the case. But one thing that we have to understand is we came from the Middle East.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to get into our story as the true Jews.
Hey!
I'm just going to say that they need to, if they're going to do it, they need to do it right. Mm-hmm. Tell the truth.
Yes.
Not to accommodate so that you're not offending. Because at the end of the day, no matter who they choose, it's going to offend somebody. Mm-hmm. So they might as well just do the truth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we know civilization started in Africa.
Yes.
And so you got to stick to the historic background.
Now you see, I'm Greek, so my history's a little
bit. The Greek guy.
Everything came from Mount Olympus. If y'all didn't know. But we just allow everyone to think what they think. That's fine. Anyways, Jay Watson, you want to talk? Why don't you talk about why Omarion ain't on Love and Hip Hop?
I love him.
Omarion said that he doesn't want to do Love and Hip Hop anymore, basically because he's going to focus on his music career. He just came off tour. He wasn't at the reunion. People were really concerned about that because they're one of the beloved couples on Love and Hip Hop. But him and April, which is his girlfriend,
his woman.
His wife. Yeah, they just, you know, they just said right now they're going to focus on music and they're expecting another child. Mm-hmm. So.
Nice.
Which is a good reason.
You truth. Know
what I mean? Am I
truth yeah. being, they're leaving the show, truth, because they don't want their relationship to get ruined, and I don't blame them.
I don't think, I think it's more about the Grammy situation. Okay, I feel like Omarion was like, the only reason he didn't get a Grammy nomination, because he wasn't going to get
a Grammy. Why wasn't he a nominee?
Well, first of all, supposed to be, it's, like she said, it's just one of those records that just come and go. It's not, you know, a historic record.
But his whole album is popping.
But that's the thing.
But I'm telling you, I just feel like the taint of Love and Hip Hop, but it's a jingle. But I'm saying that he came out with some dope stuff, which he's kind of has been slacking on for a few years. But I feel like the Grammys looked at him, you're on Love and Hip Hop, you have this negative stink on you, and because of that, we don't take you seriously. People don't take these artists seriously when they go on Love and Hip Hop.
That's probably true. I think it's a multitude of reasons. I think it's what you're saying, Jay. Which is like the Grammy situation. I also think it's just a little bit more ratchet than his brand. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like Love & Hip Hop represents him. He's never been one really in the drama on there. Like,
well, they actually put him back out there in a whole other audience and actually, you know, gave relevance to his name and helped the song. But, you know, I've never personally had a conversation with Omarion. Like, I've met him, but I've always heard the diva thing around him. Like,
that's not no diva. Pause. I've been
no,
his...
No, I'm just...
Pause. And obviously, everybody know I'm a celebrity hairstylist. That's what I do for a living. And I've been his male groomer a few times. And I have never gotten a diva moment from Omarion at all. Even when I worked on Love & Hip Hop and did the opening and he came in with April when April was pregnant with Mega, still show me love. He's really a sweet
What I was saying
person.
By that was the Mariah Carey thing.
He's not
bigger,
a diva.
It's a lot bigger. You know how everything is a lot bigger than what it really reality is. That's why he was mad about the Grammy. Because in his head, I'm Omarion, and I'm this.
But
this,
that's not his mannerisms, though. I do feel that he should have gotten a Grammy nomination for eating a booty like groceries because everybody and their mother singing that song.
That was pop culture. He should have been in a conversation for sure.
He should have at least been nominated for a Grammy. And I think it's a good idea.
That's the title of the song. That's the title of the song in her mind, though.
Eat the booty like groceries. Sorry. But I think that it's a good idea that Omarion is leaving Love & Hip Hop. Him in April. If you guys, I don't know if y'all follow him on Snapchat or whatever, but he just surprised her for her birthday. It was the most beautiful thing he's ever done. I mean, I just love them. I think that they're doing the right thing, and yeah, I think they're the only ones who's been on this Love & Hip Hop shit who's not reaching for celebrityism.
So who would you say is bigger, Ray J or Omarion?
Put your ass on the mic. Who would I say is bigger? Ray J.
Well, I mean, that's different.
That's
too because
different.
Omarion musically to me is bigger.
Better, yeah. Bigger, yeah.
For sure. Okay. Musically, he's way bigger.
Okay. Yeah, that's and Ray J. Ray J is doing Ray J. I mean, we can't compare the two because Ray J doesn't have a hit.
He's more like a reality TV
producer type like, thing. Yeah, he's behind the scenes.
So when it comes to music, Omarion will get the call.
Hell yeah, because
Ray J
talking
about the same thing. I'm chasing this girl like a wild. It's the same song every time. Moving on from that, Mr. Carter, tell us about some of the new releases that we got this month.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. On December 4th, we had Rick Ross's Black Market. Anybody listen to that one?
No, not yet, but no, I love him. I follow him on Snap.
We got a surprise release by Jeremiah, his Late Nights
album. Oh, my God. He was having an issue with Def Jam about that. Mm-hmm. Dave 50 was calling him.
About that. Yeah. But it got a lot of pushbacks in the first place. So.
Okay.
We have Babyface returning to the R&B game with Return to the Tender Lover.
We shout out to Maria Menounos for that one. That's another. Sat in with Babyface and got some listening, some live listening with that. So check that out.
He's another one in the Dina Howard and Pharrell pool, not aging a bit. Mm-hmm. Y'all not aging.
Y'all
what are
vampires.
Y'all doing? What are y'all wiping on y'all skin or drinking?
Just taking care of myself.
Oh, yeah. Girl, well, don't take her regimen. She'll have you wiping sperm on your face.
Protein.
Damn, I was going to say that.
Adina know that protein is good for the skin. Don't get it twisted. I know how peoples is watching, but Adina know you let that protein dry on that skin.
Back to the car.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, Sherman.
That part.
All right, then on December 11th, we had August Alsina. He just released his second album called This Thing Called Life. Mm. We have R. Kelly's The Buffet.
I'm buying that.
Oh, yeah. Big fan. Big R. Kelly fan. Then on Friday, don't forget, we got Monica. She's on her tour right now, her Code Red tour. We got her album coming out on Friday. Chris Brown, his royalty is finally dropping this Friday.
Y'all see the thing about the Walmart releasing his album early?
Early. I have. I've seen pictures on
Instagram.
But
why hasn't he commented on that?
We'll have to keep right. keep on that one. And then we also have Pusha T. His King Push Darkest Before Dawn, the Prelude album, drops on Friday. No word on Rihanna's Annie, though.
Nope. Wait, was it you that we were talking about the Christmas situation?
Yeah. I honestly think with Christmas being a Friday this year and how albums are now released on Fridays, I think we'll get a surprise drop of Annie on
Christmas. I'm hoping that, you know, because I'm a Galaxy person. I'm hoping, you know, she's doing the deal with Samsung. I was at the Diamond Ball, and she didn't post nothing. She hasn't posted anything on her Instagram other than this auntie.
About what? Mm.
She hasn't posted anything.
I follow her on Snap.
Yeah, just about her new album.
Oh.
And I'm wondering, after you said that about Christmas, if the Samsung deal is everyone who has a Samsung phone wakes up to it on Christmas.
Because they're going to copy off of Apple. Right, Apple does things like that.
And it's like, Merry Christmas.
Jay-Z did it with his.
Team iPhone.
Team Android.
We have the best apps. Y'all saw that meme. That meme with, what's his name?
But didn't Samsung sue Apple?
Yeah. Or was it Apple who sued Samsung?
I thought Samsung sued Apple.
No. Apple sued Samsung because Samsung is the one who's always copying off of Apple. Because they had to remove something off of Samsung.
They had to remove. You've been crying.
They had to remove something off of their phone that Apple was the only one that's able to do.
Your phone is like five phones behind mine, girl.
No. Bitch, this is an iPhone 6.
Two bitches I didn't hear back and forth.
No. Oh,
bitch, you done got sold a lie at Best Buy. Moving on.
Wow. That was a good one, Jesse. Okay,
moving on. Adina, so we're going to play some music for you, all
who
right?
Who is that?
And play some videos.
Look like Azalea.
I want Banks. Authentic...
Feeling.
What you got from the song, what you got from the visuals from it. We don't show Queen
anything. I never watched videos.
And clearly you already know she's going to say whatever she feel about it. So we're opening the floor to you, too.
This in my head.
Yes. Uh-huh. First up, we have Azalea Banks, Count Contessa.
That weave is everything.
I love her so much.
Come to my town to get ya. Come to Ice House to get ya. Plain hustle, I'm
from so New York.
Muscle, I'm high adapter. And in time, I suggest ya. Run to my house, possess the one.
See her sexy swag? It's just like a nice
shit. Shut the fuck up.
This is like a sexy, awkward.
She's beautiful.
Skinny as hell, though. Man, the lyrics.
Azalea Banks, Count Contessa. What were you thinking of the vibe, Adina?
I like the wave.
Queen?
I honestly feel she's been doing this sound for a long time. Now that she's getting, I guess now being that she be popping shit on social media, she probably got more eyes on her. So I guess she's sticking with that sound. I like Azealia Banks to a certain degree. I'm not the person who will buy her music and sit and listen to that shit in the car. I will probably tweak the fuck out because it's too much going on. I'm not into it. But I wish her luck because she's been climbing. She's been trying really, really hard to, you know, break out in this industry the proper way. I don't even know what she's saying.
Her being in a bathing suit on the beach. First of all,
with flames at the bottom.
No disrespect to the sister at all, but there's nothing sexy about her.
Yeah, at all.
No disrespect to her at all, but there's nothing sexy about her. Therefore, she should not be, that to me was trying to, not everybody needs to be sexy. Mm. They need to stop trying to make sisters sexy for the sake of making them sexy. Mm. That to me was like, okay, we're going to kind of do like a Beyonce type thing on the beach.
No.
She don't have a body for that, one. Mm. Two, she's not spitting nothing sexy,
right.
At least from what I can hear.
And she's not even moving sexy.
Right, that's not,
she's
because,
tapping.
But the thing is, they're trying to make her, it sounds like, what it looked like is they were trying to make her somebody she's not.
Yeah.
She really should have been in some, like, some sneaks. You know, she should have
been
like...
Some Missy Elliott shit.
Yep. Exactly. It should have been more street than sexy, because... That's not her.
Yeah. Which her biggest hit was 212.
I don't know anything about it.
Well, it was 212, and the video for it was very, like you're saying, it was against brick. It was that black and white grain.
And they're trying to make her sexy.
That ain't gonna work.
That's not for everybody. And she should have actually been like, no, that's not my style.
See, I fucks with Adina. Right. So I say the same thing about people who be doing
stuff
like that.
Well, I think she's cute. She's hot.
She's cute.
She's a beautiful girl.
But that's not her lane.
Yeah,
that is not her lane, and they should not have put her in that lane.
Don't you agree that there's some people who try to be sexy who's not sexy? You got to be born sexy. You can't just come out and be like,
sexy. Everyone can get sexy.
Everyone cannot get sexy.
No, everyone has their own bit of sexiness.
I'm sexy. You want to see sexy?
To some
sexy. I know how to be sexy. A bitch used to strip. She know how to move and be sexy, but not.
Used to strip?
Hell yeah.
Okay, moving on from that.
Now you want to pop my booty.
We're going to take a look at BJ the Chicago Kid featuring Big Crit resume.
I thought that was Luther Vandross.
You can touch me, talk to me, dirty. I need ya. Can you hide me?
Okay.
BJ the Chicago Kid, Big Crit. He's making a lot of noise.
Poppy Watts.
Right now.
What it do?
Chicago. BJ the Chicago Kid. You from Chicago. How you feeling?
I feel like it's cool, man. BJ the Chicago Kid, man. He gets a lot of love in Chicago, man. He does a lot of writing. So, like, a lot of behind-the-scenes works with a lot of major artists. It's good to see him getting his shine because he's been doing it for a while. But I don't know. As far as the video, man, I didn't really understand it. But, the song's cool. I fuck with the
what
song.
What you think, Adina? Because I have something to say.
See, I
go ahead,
like
Adina.
Oh, she got to take a deep breath and get it out.
Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child.
Jesus, to be a fence right now.
Right, honey. So I can hop over that bitch.
I thought, first of all, I like for my man, if you're going to sing to me, you need to be sexy.
Attractive.
No disrespect to the young man, but
Jeremy
that is not eye candy.
Did you see that?
Two. That was not eye candy.
No.
Two, I don't like for my men to be sounding like broads when they're singing to me.
Wow. Mm.
I don't like high voices. All that El DeBarge, LB Shore.
Uh-huh. That's in the 90s.
No disrespect to Weekend and Dream. I need testosterone.
Mm. Balls, nuts.
Yes, I need them to drop. So I can't, I me personally, no disrespect for the people that can deal with that, and I'm not disrespecting the artists. Not for me. Another thing, why is it that when I see brothers, they got to have somebody other than a sister in the video, light skin, long hair?
I'm tired of seeing that shit. This is New York talking right here. all day and I need to, and not to interrupt you, Adina, real quick, sidebar, for the bitches who be hating on me on YouTube, suck my dick. I'm going to always say what I want to say, and I'm going to keep it 100 every time. I'm New York, and I'm going to represent that shit. Adina is representing every fucking day. Even though she's from Michigan, she's still a fucking New Yorker. At the end of the day, keep that shit 100, Adina.
Damn, I'm tired of seeing that.
Fuck that.
Because my thing is, if he's from Chicago, we know that there's a lot of melanin in Chicago. Mm. She was lacking it.
Mm. Yes.
And on top of that, so I'm like, I'm like, why are you telling me that a funny looking brother like that?
Yeah. Ain't he funny?
That's what they. I'm like, seriously. No disrespect to him. But I'm really not understanding why they have to have these light skinned other race chicks in a video. Even though I wouldn't do him, he team brown black skin. Come on, what's that about?
Well,
what is that about? Girl. Why?
Okay, well my opinion about the video, I prefer the song over the video.
I don't
want a visual of him. If I close my eyes, I can drive in the car and listen to the song. But when I see who's singing it, I'm totally not into
Turned off.
Yes, the video is giving me 90s feel, which is fine. It's giving me a little mint condition type look or whatever, but he's not attractive at all. You need a job. Can you hire me? Yeah, I can give you a haircut. We can get your teeth done.
Okay. Well,
BJ. They just went in on BJ.
So no, let me switch it over to something a little different. Visually may not be what you're thinking, but the song is pretty dope. We got Charles Bradley. The song is called Change.
Need a job.
Boom.
How did you? Who picked this video?
I picked the video.
Homeboy looks he looks miserable.
Where did you find this?
I found it. This is his new single.
I like the song.
And I mean,
the song goes hard.
Yeah, like I listened to the song.
I feel sorry
always have
for him.
A YouTube video. Bitch, you don't need. He cutting checks, girl.
Yeah, he's
good.
He's known.
He has been in the game for a minute now, and he's released this track. Now, obviously, the video is not. I mean, you know, Beyonce or nothing.
He's just showing emotions.
Exactly, and the song I felt like it gives emotions.
I feel bad for him.
What?
Because he's going through changes and his face is showing sadness, and I probably will cry.
What did you think, Adina?
I think it's an amazing song. Of course, it's giving me Al Green.
Yeah, Al Green.
It's giving me Al Green.
Bring the mic up a little bit.
And James Brown. Mm-hmm. And I like the old school sound.
Mm-hmm.
The video, I get the pain and the angst on his face,
mm-hmm.
and it's appreciated, but after a while, it gets a little boring.
Yeah.
Is that what he's doing the whole video?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many views is that?
Just him. I mean,
I'll
this
probably just go fucking slit my wrist after watching.
That's
this.
One of the ones you listen to. You don't watch the video.
Yeah.
Put that on your.
My thing is, you know what? What they did, what it looks like, because after Gwen Stefani did her video, "I Used to Love You," that's what they tried. It seems like that's what they tried to do.
It's a video,
but
get creative.
But the thing is, he didn't pull it off.
Yeah, his face is.
I'm so sad for him.
Well, I want to talk about what you pulled off, Adina, because I have to do this setup for you. I was super excited. Queen had told me, we got Adina Howery coming in the building. I was like, all right, what's Adina doing? I was like, at home, the song came to me, and I was in front of my roommates, and I was like, y'all, Adina Howard's coming in. And whatever, I start getting quiet on my computer again. I start playing different music, and all of a sudden, your new single, Bad For Me, comes on. And everyone in the room head turns and they're like, wait a minute, who is that? And I said, Adina Howard. Everyone's head turned and was like, the fuck? Okay, Adina. 2015 coming 2016 with the fire. Bad For Me. Where are you in your life? I watched an amazing documentary on you where if you... I fell in love with you because you keep it real. You keep it so real.
If I was
real.
A lesbian, she'll be my lover.
If I was straight,
if
you'd
I wasn't
be my
married.
Lover.
Oh. Well,
he don't mind her chatting in the room.
Check. She do.
No, he does.
He does. Not her. Anyway, moving right on. Sorry.
But you spoke on it a little earlier, kind of about with Azalea Banks and, you know, maybe that's not the right lane for her or your daughter and hearing some of the music she's listening to. Someone could say, well, does your daughter ever say, well, Mom, look what you were doing. You were performing Freak Like Me. Where are you in your life as an artist? Because the growth and just where you are, it just sounds so grounded.
Mm-hmm. Where I am as an artist, it's about representing me, as my music always has been. I'm about being authentic. That's always important. Mm-hmm. Wherever I am in my life, that stage, that, you know, that road, wherever I am, that's what I like to sing about. Bad for Me is based off of when I first heard the song. I've been married for 4 years.
Oh, God bless you.
Thank you. And instantly, I was like, that is so us. You know, and my husband, I'm sure, because I'm a Scorpio, and, you know, I'm a Midwest woman.
And he's so, from Kentucky.
Ohio, get it. Somewhere in the middle of the
Sorry,
night.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So, it's one of those, I have a mouth on me, and I know, without a shadow of a doubt, I know my husband has wanted to Ray Rice me a couple times. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he did. Mm-hmm. And there are moments where I wanted to, you know, do the same. Mm-hmm. So when I heard the song, I was like, this is perfect because this is where I am. For me, I was single for over 20 years, and I loved being single. Mm. It was, you know, to have the world as my buffet, and I could be doing half at any given moment, and to have to, you know, make that transition, it was difficult for me because commitment was not something I did. I did not like it, but I needed to, you know, do something different. So to stop the insanity, it was like, okay, let's get married and let's transition. And in the process of making the transition, it was difficult. And that song was a song that just spoke volumes to me because I'm like, yeah, I want to punch you in your mouth a few times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that struggle, that constant, you know, back and forth, that tug of war of I love you, I hate you, I love you, I hate you, do I want to stay, do I want to leave? But I committed to this, and I'm all about commitment. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. I'm going to see it through, regardless of how hard it is. And that's where I am in my life. It's like, okay, commitment. And your songs are going to reflect where you are in your life. It's always about being authentic and true, because at the end of the day, people can see through that. Mm-hmm. And people use your music as a soundtrack for their life.
That's true.
And so I know what I need for the soundtrack of my life, and therefore I need to create that for me, and I know in turn that will create it for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Wow. I love that.
All right, so let's take a listen. This is Adina Howard, Bad for Me. La, 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 la.
You know, that's the acapella.
Oh, y'all got the acapella up, y'all. We got to pull
the acapella work too, though.
I mean, I'm done. No, but I want
to. I want to hear the beat too.
I want to hear the beat because I want to actually ask you about that. Why specifically did you want to pull in? It has like a doo-wop-y kind of.
The Motown sound.
Yeah. Like heat wave. Like.
Because music sounds so cookie cutter.
Yes.
And the only way to stand out in, you know, a mastered community, you know, is to do
be
something.
Different.
Yeah, exactly. To be different, to stand out independently of everything else that's going on. Because if I decide that I want to blend in, then I'm going to get lost in the crowd. Mm-hmm. And I'm too unique. To be lost in the crowd. You know, when I look at the world, when I look at every single one of you, and I look at myself in the mirror, the one thing I know, if I don't know anything else, is God made one of us.
Yay.
There's nobody else in this world that looks like me, that sounds like me, doesn't have my fingerprint. It's me. Mm-hmm. So why do I need to blend in?
Right.
I'm unique as an individual. So I might as well express that, you know, because I need to be seen and I need to be heard. It makes no sense to blend in with everybody else. I don't fit in that box.
That's right.
Adina, we need a role model self to come on out. All right, we got it up now, y'all. This is Adina Howard, Bad for Me. Let's take a listen.
looking like you're 22 on that cover.
You've got such a beautiful mouth. I want to punch you when it's white. Always got to have the last word, baby. Eat a stick of dynamite. You never run. Oh no. And just where I'm never right. Well, maybe you're right this one time, but I just won't admit it. I'm all caught up in a dysfunction. Destroying each other too. But I don't mind as long as it's you. Hey, baby, you're bad, 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 bad for me, bad for me.
Boom, Adina Howard, bad for me. Yes, it just puts you in such a good mood.
Bro. I think this is a hit. We need a visual.
Yeah,
we're working on the visual now.
We need a visual. I think if you throw a visual on this, because people are visual these days, it'll be a wrap. Because you literally can hang with these young ones. You, I'm not calling you old, because you're not.
I'm not.
I'm saying is you look young, and you still got it. I think this is great. I think the young people will love this, especially with a great visual.
I saw your Life After on TV One. And, you know, when you hear a song like this and you think about Adina Howard, you think about, you know, sexual. Just so how hard is it for you to, when you do something like this, which it sounds good and it's original and it's good content, but everybody wants you to be a freak?
It's difficult. It's difficult because people want to continue to keep me in my 1995, you know, image. And it's like, how realistic is that? Nobody stays the same, you know? And as an artist, you don't want to be confined to your past. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, speaking to a couple individuals earlier, and Mr. Carter and Jesse, that it's the sexual liberation that I brought to the table enslaved me.
Wow.
And they're wanting me to continue to nasty grime, t-shirt and panties, freak like me, butt naked, and you know, so on and so forth. And it's like, realistically, that makes no sense, because nobody wants to stay at the same job over and over again, you know, just stay at the same job, and there's no growth, there's no benefit to being that person. At some point, you quit your job, and you go get another one that suits where you are in life.
Right.
And so I've had to put my, you know, my little shorts with the heart on the butt in a box.
I love those shorts.
And, I don't mind bringing them out every now and again, yeah. But to walk around them all day, every day, and say, this is me, look, you know, it makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 21 anymore.
Yeah, this is an evolve. This is definitely an evolution. Very evolution.
Let me ask another question, if you don't mind. Freak Like Me. You know, wow.
Why you keep bringing that
because,
up?
Because, I mean, we got to go
bitch,
there.
Bitch, we just talking about evolution.
I know, but I
want to
because what's the one thing on his mind?
You know,
sex?
I just want to ask this question. It's something I always, you know, being an artist and you're touring and there's a lot of groupies out there. But as a woman who has a sexual driven song, who look good, booty fat, all of that, like how do you know
her booty fat?
The short with the hearts. I'm just saying, like, how, and you said before you were married and you were the Scorpio and you were liberated. How did you handle the guys and, you know, who would just, you know,
and
that's
the girls who wanna.
Yeah, how was that? How was it for a female on tour?
Like, was you pimping and playing?
You know, it was so interesting is people would have thought I was wilding on the road, but
that's not me.
That's your Snapchat.
Cam, how are you on Snapchat?
That's not me.
Right now? Oh, I don't know what that was.
It's a ghost.
What was so interesting? Like,
the Dean is
for
past.
Me, okay. people would have thought I was wilding out on the road, but being on the road, it was a job for me. I didn't focus on out getting, you know, playing and getting as much as I can get and doing as much as I could do, because when I was younger, my mother sat me down and she said, "This is a job. You do what is expected of you. You show up when you're supposed to show up. You show up one time and do your job. So mentally, for me, it's always been a job. It wasn't about going out there playing and having fun, because that's not the mentality I had, and it's not the mentality that I have. Now, had I not been conditioned mm-hmm. in that manner, then maybe yes. But I wasn't focused on getting no dudes. I was focusing on making my money.
I guess my question should be, how did people perceive you? Like guys in the industry always like,
that was the great thing, though. I want
to bring you to the studio, but it really ain't for
studio.
But
if you get to know her, you will automatically not, you wouldn't address her like that. You would
and
know
that was
that,
the thing. Yeah.
You would know that what she's doing at that time was just for that, for the visual moment, but it's not who she was.
She understood she was a woman at the time.
No,
she got a girl.
I'm trying to get a
well,
little
stop trying to get your groupie questions in. Bitch,
well,
you talking about
this.
Bad for me.
Well, I'm going to say
like,
this.
This motherfucker like, what STD did you get in 1996?
Did anybody
so
smell
exactly
your
where you were.
While you were no.
I just want to hear the goods and the bads in the business. You know.
Well, I'm going to say this. One of the things that, for me, I didn't let a man choose me.
Mm.
I chose them.
This was,
if you chose me,
yes,
nine and a half times out of ten, I didn't choose you because I wasn't checking for you to begin with.
Mm.
I had to check for you in order for you to get my attention.
Mm-hmm.
So if you came up on me and I wasn't feeling you, it was just like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? All right, baby, you have a blessed one. Keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I wanted that ass, that was a whole other story. I did what I had to do to get it. And being that men have no problem with putting dick on a platinum platter, it was easy for me.
Mm-hmm. See, there we go. That's there. I got my
are you
answer.
Done now?
I got my answer.
Can you lift your dick up off the platinum platter now?
I think the new record is hot. Sorry to shift it. I think it goes hard. I like it a lot, man. That's my first time hearing it as well. But yeah. I think it's fly. I think you got
I think it'll do really, really well.
Yeah. Y'all gonna get that.
If it wasn't, I wouldn't say it. I want to see a visual. I want to see you in action. I want people to see the new Adina Howard, this evolved person. I need that. We need a visual for this.
Well, and that's kind of to bounce off that. You're on tour right now, right?
Yes.
With SWV?
No.
No, I'm sorry.
No, we're, my husband put a tour together. It's me, Monifa, and Selena Johnson.
Oh, yes.
Called My Sister's Keeper Tour.
Yeah, Oh, they gotta put you on, forget it, sorry.
Girl.
Go ahead.
What is that like to have these women, you know, who are such big R&B sensations to kind of come together, and here you are again now, 2015, and you're doing new music now. What is that feeling?
Yeah, you're coming back.
It's amazing to be with two sisters who vocally are just beasts. They're absolute beasts, but their spirits are so beautiful. And one of the things that was very important to my husband and I was to show that we, as women of color, that we can get along.
Yeah.
You know, that they're isn't any cattiness that's going to go on. And we're about uplifting and inspiring and encouraging one another. And one of the things that we're going to do when we're on the road is to go to different shelters and help the women and speak to them and let them know that we are our sister's keepers.
Mm.
You know, and that's very important. I've always said it, and that's where the title came from for the tours, because my husband has always heard me say, I am my sister's keeper.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in, you know, one, I was raised, my mother raised four girls, and I've always been around women. My family is more matriarchal than patriarchal.
Hey!
So, you know, I was raised with nothing but queens and princesses, and I know nothing but camaraderie, you know, unity amongst women. Of course, you have your moments because, you know, periods will flow and emotions will go.
Honey.
And R&B so on
divas.
And so forth. Now, those are brief moments that you cannot edit.
They do a lot of editing on that show.
Exactly.
You leaving it to somebody else.
Right. So it's one of those to show that, contrary to popular belief, that we do get along, that there is an ego that is, you know, that is tearing us apart. And it was so interesting because I remember, you know, I talking to somebody, and a promoter has said that the reason why there are more shows with more men than women is because we women, you know, are too emotional. We bring too much mess to the table. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I've noticed, being one woman on a show with nothing but guys, the guys are more divas than I am.
Oh yeah, now these days they pussies.
Yeah. They really are. Like, the crazy part about it is I'm not opening up for her. I'm not going on first. I'm not doing this. You know, why do I have to go on before her? I'm like, let me help you understand something. I get paid the same amount of money whether I go on first, middle, or last. Yep. So it doesn't matter to me when I go on. Just put me on stage and I'm going to do what I have to do, and you have to go on after that. That's okay.
Ooh. Mm.
Ooh. Well, so if that's how you're feeling about it, let me go ahead and do me.
And, you know, to have such, you know, an infamous song, Freak Like Me. I mean,
why do y'all keep bringing that
song up? Because it's not even about the song. I understand that.
She wants to shed that shit.
Queen, shut the fuck up. The point of what I'm saying,
for that.
not to talk about the song, but to bring it up, but you know, you have the song. It's like a Next with Too Close. You know what I mean? It's like the song that just, it's embedded in
our blood. It
doesn't
go away.
Never. It's a
classic.
For the rest of your life.
What is that like for you? Do you still have the same love for that song? Is it like, okay, we need to remix this up a little bit if I'm going to perform it tonight? Like, does it get to a point where it's like, I don't want to perform it anymore? Yeah. Like, how does that work with that?
I don't perform for me. I don't sing for me. I sing for everybody else. Good. You know, I get paid to sing for. If it were just for me to sing for me, there would be no need for me to make an album or go on stage and go on the road and do whatever. Hello Somebody. You know what I'm saying? So I do it for everybody else. If that's what they want to hear, that's absolutely fine. I don't have a problem for it. I'm getting paid to sing. Right. Mm-hmm. So how am I going to have a problem with it? Now, if I'm not getting paid to sing a song, then yeah, I'm going to have a problem with that.
Right.
But I'm getting paid to sing for them and allow them to escape their situation. They want to escape, you know, their drama, their BS, whatever the case may be. There you go. I'll sing the song. It'll take you back to 95 when you were having a moment. That's right. Cool. I don't have a problem with that at all. But when it comes to me having to create something new and you want me to do that, that's where I have a problem because that's already been done.
Right.
You know, so to recreate it makes no sense to me.
Mm-hmm. So with this new album, which I'm assuming we're going to get.
I finally decided to go back into the studio and do a whole project.
Yay!
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Shout out to Sherman.
Please do some sexy songs.
There will be. I mean, I'm still a sexual person.
How are you sexy? You still sexual?
I'm still a sexual person. I love, like most people, I love sex. If I could have it all day, every day, I would.
Hey!
Seriously, I would.
But,
you know, my husband, he's a mechanic. He ain't got time for, you know. He's tired. You know.
He don't got time to tighten it up.
Not all the time. He's tired. Like, you know, I did have to get up at 5 o'clock, right. And I didn't get back till 7 o'clock in the morning. And you want me to what?
Man, you were late, bro.
Right. So, you know, you got your toy in there. Right. So go ahead and make that happen. Right. I got some.
You don't ever visit
the
shop sometimes?
I wish I could.
But get up on that car lab, girl.
You know what's so interesting? You would have thought I married somebody who was
kinky
a freak
like
me.
Right.
He's not.
But you need the balance.
That was another thing. I swore up and down I was going to marry somebody black like that.
Me
tabletop.
Too.
Okay. I wanted somebody so
shut
black
the
he looked purple.
Up.
I'm serious.
Like white women.
I got to answer two questions.
Don't answer him. He's so
it's okay.
Okay, my first question. You definitely opened a door. Sexual liberation for people like Little Kim, you know, in the 90s.
That's true.
Okay, definitely, with the taboo, with sex, everything, you came out the door and you kicked it down. So how do you feel about it 20 years later when you got Amber Rose and people doing like the slut walk?
I think things are over-sexualized now.
Yeah, what's the difference between
the Kylie Jenners of the world?
Who I mean, Kardashian just...
She has a 16-year-old daughter too, so...
What I think is, like, when I said liberation has become enslavement. Mm-hmm. They have taken it to a point where, and it's okay because every generation is different. Because when I came out in the beginning, they were like all in an uproar, and I get it. But nowadays, when I look at it, six in one hand, a half a dozen in the other. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. Just be prepared to deal with the backlash that comes with
it. Social media,
and understand that you have to explain to a lot of these young ladies who are not being guided properly, you have to help them understand and comprehend what it is that they're doing and what's going on. I had a filter growing up. Mm-hmm. They don't have filters growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And so because they don't have filters growing up with the social media and the internet and so on and so forth, because they don't have a filter, they're out there wilding. And they don't know what's what. They
don't know reality, what's fake
they
reality.
They really, really don't.
They're going to regret that shit in 10 years, y'all.
And that's one of the things that is different from my era. In today's era, I had a filter. I knew what I could do and what I couldn't do.
Yep.
You know, but they don't. And plus, my foundation, I was raised in the church.
Right. Me too. Raised off TV.
They're raised off of TV and the internet. And so my foundation is what it is. I'm a prodigal child. I had to go away from home, you know, get away from the church and go out there and live my life, only to come back and say, okay, you know what? That was cool. But we need to bring it back to center. I don't know that they know what the center is. The pendulum is swinging. And I don't know if they know what the center is.
They don't. They have no
clue.
Dina,
we need to have, you need to start
a church. You need to come back. When the hell are you coming back?
When she dropped that video.
Right. You got to bring your ass back to LA.
Wait, one of the things I'm getting into is motivational speaking.
No, honestly. I watched your videos. Like, that's, you need to be in that lane, because it's just, for someone to have done what you did and to have made such a broken open a door for women, you have the respect already. So now to hear just your growth and all that, like, this is that's your realm right there. You, through your music and through your voice, vocally speaking, singing, whatever it is.
I want to, my goal is to reach young people, especially young women, to help guide them properly. I know that one of my purposes on this earth is to be a blessing. And one of the things that I am going to do, that I'm doing, is to strengthen, heal, deliver, and set free those young people, be it male or female, but mainly young ladies, because we need to learn how to respect ourselves, to reach out to them and give them some guidance that's not there. Because a lot of us are raised in a home without a father. And because we are in a home without a father, we don't have a standard. We don't have a bar that has been set. So the dude that comes in, that, you know, we think loves us or likes us because he says X, Y, Z, he sets the bar. And more often than not, the bar is set low. And we tend to, and that tends to be where we gauge it. But to be able to reach out to these young women and say, you need to set the bar higher. I know daddy wasn't there, because my daddy wasn't there. You know, I love my daddy to life.
Me too.
But I know he ain't worth a damn. I'm aware of that. You know, bless his soul. You know, I talk to him when I can talk to him. But at the end of the day, you weren't there. I had to figure all this out on my own. Made some mistakes. But that was the whole point. For me, it was that sacred contract that my dad and I had was, I'm not supposed to be there. And once I realized that that was what the sacred contract was I was supposed to be raised without him. I was supposed to see him as a drug addict because my daddy was an addict. You know, one, it helped me, and I thank God my dad was an addict, because when I was on the road, it kept me from being an addict. You know, because I was offered a whole lot of stuff, and I was, like, thinking about my daddy, like, because crack and heroin kept my daddy from me. And that hurt my being. What would I do? I don't know where that's coming from.
There's like a ghost in here, y'all.
But because of that, it was able to keep me from doing that. And it was, I would look at how it hurt me. And because it hurt me, I could not hurt my family like that. And I am the oldest of seven girls. My dad has seven girls. And I am the oldest. My dad has always said, you are the matriarch. And because I have that on my shoulders, I had to be the example. And so because I had to be that example, it kept me out of the trouble that I could have gotten into. And to not have him around, it was a blessing, because now it's like, I get it. I get that you weren't supposed to be there, because now I can look at what I don't want and what I need. And that's helping. And I can reach out to young ladies and say, it's okay, even though that's not how it was supposed to be, because the Creator made man and woman to procreate, to create children, because it creates a balance. There's a reason why a man is supposed to be in a young girl's life, and there's a reason why a mother is supposed to be in a young boy's life, and vice versa. It creates balance. However, being that there's an imbalance, let me help you to the best of my ability help create some balance in your life, so that when you're in, you know, you're introduced to whatever it is you're introduced to, you'll know better. You'll be able to understand what's going on. And I tell people, and I've been saying this, and I really truly believe that the game should be told and not sold. Therefore, when I speak, I'm not charging nobody for my knowledge, because God didn't charge me. I had to learn this on my own. And it was an expensive lesson due to loss of X, Y, and Z. But now I got the ABCs, and I'm okay with that. And I'm willing to, you know, spread that and give that to everybody that wants to hear it.
Wow. That's right. So look, outside
she's
of
the first
No.
I gotta say what?
No, I'm not. Watch this. Outside of that, you went to culinary arts school.
I did go to culinary
school. So how, you know, teach these girls how to cook, man? Because these girls, this all.
What are you doing with the culinary arts?
I am right now.
We talking about
I love them too.
Jesus and uplifting.
I mean, it's okay. The culinary thing, right here. But reality does creep in, right? The culinary. I love to feed people.
We're always hungry.
And I wish, you know, if we had, isn't there a stove in there?
Yeah.
See, had I known.
Sweet potato pie for sure.
I made a sweet potato pie for the first time, and I had to slap the shit out of my face.
You started singing like Patti LaBelle too?
Look, I heard her pie. I love Miss Patti, but I heard her pies are really sweet. I haven't had one. I can't find one in my neighborhood. But the culinary, I think, is for me, I love to feed people. That food for me is another form of seduction. It's another way to just go ahead and pull somebody in. Music, as soon as it's off and another song comes on, you're not thinking about it because something is instantly taking its place. Mm-hmm. But with food, you get to sit with it for a moment. Mm. And I tell people all the time, the only way you get to get rid of me after eating my food is you have to shit me out.
Oh,
and even at that, and this may sound crazy, TMI, but even at that moment when you're sitting on the toilet, you're thinking about that was a damn good meal.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's feeling good coming out.
I said, damn.
Goddamn, Adina.
She sure cooked this meal good.
There you go. So yeah. I love it. But the game plan is to be able to teach others how to do it.
I think to have
a cook show.
I was just about to say that.
Teach these girls how to cook and take care of their
man. Can you cook?
Yes, I can.
He can't cook, probably.
It's lean cuisine.
Microwave.
I make a mean lasagna.
Nice.
And I can clean greens.
All right. And by homemade, he's talking about Miss Calendars.
All right.
I don't know.
Christmas is coming, so.
We've already discussed. I'll be over there.
Where?
Over Adina.
You're not going nowhere, Adina.
Y'all can check the beat, live in Adina's Christmas.
Right.
You know,
Don't get it twisted. We really can do that, though.
No, Adina, why do you think I'm putting
it?
Oh, you live in Arizona.
That's fine. I drive.
Yeah, I drove out here.
I told you about that.
Yeah, I drove out here. Me and my gun.
You know about the Hondas. We'll make it.
Yes, they will. Yes, I'm gonna make it. But if you all wanted to come. My home is open. The doors are open to come in.
Don't say that, because we were literally getting a car.
Wait, hold on.
We'll be there.
I got a Benz. I can drive.
I got gas money.
You got gas money?
What's on a Christmas menu fee? Wait, we got to wrap this up.
I don't celebrate Christmas.
Oh, well, what?
Okay, well, whatever, for the holidays.
You know what, for me,
your favorite thing to cook.
You got to do something. You have a 16-year-old daughter.
Oh, she's with her.
You got one kid?
Oh.
I've never given birth. I have a stepchild.
Oh, wow. So,
42 years young, and this woman's been barren. Yes.
Good, just nice and.
I don't have children either, and I'm 39 years old.
That's a beautiful thing. That is such a beautiful thing.
You know
how tight that is.
That's tight.
That's, we gotta protect it.
Adina,
sorry.
Thank you so much.
We want to thank you for coming through.
I love these two.
We're gonna work on getting them a reality show.
Look, they need one for real. Seriously, but what's on the menu? My husband and I, we tend to cook together, which is what I love.
Okay,
we'll you know, barbecue, and he'll get on the grill, and then I'll be in the kitchen, you know, doing the sides if I need to.
How far is the drive? How long is it?
6 hours.
That's a conversation we're going to talk about after, though. But, Adina, where can everyone follow you and check out the new single?
The new single, you can go to AdinaHoward.com. It's on the website. You can also go on YouTube, Adina Howard Music Page. Twitter is Adina Howard. Instagram is The Real Adina Howard. And Facebook is Adina Howard fan page.
And we're going to get a visual very soon?
Yes, sir.
Please.
There was never no visual for T-shirt and panties.
No, there wasn't a visual for T-shirt.
Your mind was supposed to create the visual.
It was on the soundtrack to Woo. It probably just got big on its
own. Let me tell you what happened with that real quick. Undiaz from Under Entertainment, I think that's how you pronounce his name.
Yeah.
He wanted...
Lance? From what,
I think so.
Would you let her fucking talk? Don't you hear the music? We're about to go off.
He wanted, from my understanding, like a hood video. I'm not a hood chick.
Yeah, no.
You know, so I was like, no. And because I didn't agree to the video, they put Charlie Baltimore's single out. And that's how we chose Charlie Baltimore.
There was never a video for that.
But that's how it was supposed to happen. The universe has everything happen for a reason. Because Charlie did a thing.
Lance Unver, yeah, yeah. He would have Cameron and all of them.
Yep.
Would you shut up?
All right, Adina, we're going
to
have you come back.
And I have to can't. They heard you, too. I hope your baby mama watching.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at
Poppy
BHL
Watts.
The Beat on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. We changed it
Poppy
to BHL The Beat. Poppy, where can everyone follow you?
Follow me at Poppy Watts, P-A-P-I Watts, W-A-T-T-S.
So
we out here. Let's get it going.
Queen.
You can follow me at Queen Wink on Snapchat and on Instagram, at Queen Live on Twitter. And for all your extensions needs, you better go to winklux.com.
Oh, yeah. I'm on Snapchat, too. So it's Adina Howard at Snapchat.
Okay, I'm about to follow
And you can just find me at CameraPenny.com. Take you to the whole world.
Oh, yeah, Periscope, Adina Howard, my bad. It's so much stuff.
Uh-huh. And like she be on Periscope, y'all. So check her Periscope
Perry, and for you over there,
Mr. Carter.
Mr. Carter is going to be Mr. Carter, M-I-S-T-R-C-A-R-T-E-R, at Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, and Instagram.
But why did you flick the pee-pee?
Not even.
Sorry.
All right, and then make sure you guys check out the single, Adina Howard, Bad For Me. Hit me up everywhere on social media, DJ Jesse J. Till next week,
peace. I love you.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined. Yes.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.